Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
That's it. It is an amazing and incredible Monday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. We made it. We made it, guys. I'm super excited to be here another week. Listen, we've got an amazing and extraordinary guest that's going to be here tonight with us on the Kia D Unplugged show, and it's going to be fabulous. This incredible young lady, I have known her for many, many years, and she is absolutely stunning, beautiful. Her heart is made of gold. We're going to find out all about her tonight. She is the incredible Melinda Hamilton, so don't go anywhere. We also have hot topics coming up as well. That's why we've got a very, very special day coming up. We are all super excited for it. We got about less than 40 hours. So we are super excited. We're going to be talking about all that tonight, all about the incredible mom angels as well. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to hear from the incredible and amazing special guest tonight, as well as these incredible hot topics. This is We Talk Radio Network, and you can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. If you all are online, thank you across the globe for tuning in, as well as on the phone lines. Thank you so very much for being here tonight. If you're online and you want to join us via phone, if you hear something that incites you, or you a conversation you just really want to dive into, here is the call-in number. It is 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456. Join us. Join in on the conversation. You know, sometimes it gets heated. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't. We just have normal, quote-unquote, regular, quote-unquote, conversations. But usually, we hear opinions, and that's what we're here for. You know, everybody has different opinions here. We talk radio, and we honor that. We appreciate that. So you'll hear about some of that tonight. Some of our Hot Topic panelists will be here tonight. Some of them are definitely tuned into the news. They want to stay focused and come back next Wednesday night so they can give you all of the juicy goodness. So I appreciate that, too. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this incredible show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
keep walking now, take you one step at a time. No, you may not understand, maybe you can't see his plan, but it's all working, babe. Don't you worry, babe. Who put your vision on the clock? So it's been a few years and it's still not here. Don't give up now, don't you stop. There's no deadline on a dream. You may be closer than it seems. Close your eyes, babe. You will feel the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh.
Unplug show right here on We Talk Radio Network. You guys can find us all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff under We Talk Radio. Or you can go to YouTube, check out some of our videos, and you can check us out at We Talk Radio Network on YouTube. Follow us there as well. Like us, love us, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. Tonight's incredible show. First of all, let me give a shout out to everybody working tonight. I got my entire intern team as well as my production staff, everybody, PRs. Shout out to T. Smiley, my co-host tonight, my Hot Topic panelist. Everybody is here and ready for this interview. They really couldn't wait. Tonight's interview is very special to me because I've known this beautiful young lady for a very long time. And not only have I been affected by gun violence, but she has in a very, very major way. The song I just played talked about, you know, making the sunshine and the rain, and this is her testimony, you know, is making sunshine in the rain. You know, I'm going to read something that comes straight from her website. It says, too many victim groups historically have lacked access to adequate services or any services at all. These groups include children, persons with disabilities, veterans, other adults, historically marginalized communities, men of color, individuals with limited English proficiency, formerly incarcerated individuals, and the LGBTQA, and I'm missing some letters, individuals. These victims and all victims of crime deserve holistic and competent assistance and support in rebuilding their lives, and this is exactly what this young lady stands for today. She has actually been featured on my show before. She is not a stranger to We Talk Radio Network. She is the founder of an incredible organization called Mom Angels, And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this incredible young lady. She is the incredible Melinda Hamilton, and she has been in the community for over 15 years. And she is the president of the Carver Heights East Association, as well as the president of the East Fort Worth Neighborhood Coalition, which is where I grew up at. I grew up right in the heart of where she works to this day, doing great things. And she's also a community activist. And that's actually, I met her in that lane. She's an extraordinary community activist. She is the founder. She ran for office as well. She's an incredible young lady. She is the founder of Mothers of Murdered Angels. She says her organization has assisted many families during crisis, deaths, imprisonment, and funeral arrangements, and et cetera. The inspiration of Mothers of Murdered Angels came from her own personal story. She has an experience with gun violence herself and losing her brother, who was murdered in 1980, her beautiful daughter, who was murdered in 2017, and her handsome and incredible grandson, who was murdered at the age of 19 years old in 2020. She said that was it. The incredible and amazing strength of this young lady, the founder of this Texas-based organization, the incredible young woman, Melinda Hamilton, her goal is to stop gun violence. That's why she created this incredible and amazing organization. MAMA, M-O-M-A, their mission is to advocate for victims' rights and justice. There is no greater pain of a mother or a father surviving their child and having to bury their child. Please help me welcome an incredible woman on a mission to change lives across America, stopping gun violence. Please help me welcome the amazing Melinda Hamilton. Hello, Queen.
Hello, Kia. How you doing?
I am super fabulous. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, girl. I'm doing good.
Amen. 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 Listen, Happy New Year to you. We made it. We saw 2021.
We made it, girl. Yep. Like I said, some didn't make it to 2021. But we did make it, and we got something to do in 2021.
Woo! Yeah. We got a lot to do. We got to start by telling the story.
A lot to do. It's a whole lot to do.
And you, I met you many, many years ago and saw you in the thick of it, in the thicket back then, working and grinding for families and individuals. And now we're working. This is an incredible and amazing mission that you have, of course, with Mom Angels. I want to talk about Mom Angels. We know why this is near and dear to your heart, but I would love for you to go into it. We have a lot of people tuned in across the globe who may have experienced some of the same things that you have, or who may never have experienced that. But I'd love for you to talk to them today and just give them a little part of your story, your history, and why you're here today, the incredible Melinda Hamilton.
Yes, and thank you. And hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. yes, I am Melinda Hamilton. Gun violence is the worst thing that, I mean, I don't even know where to begin, but I'm going to begin with my brother. I'm going to begin with my brother. In 80, my brother was killed by his estranged wife. Then my daughter in 2018 was killed by just gun violence again, where they was doing drive-bys and she happened to get shot in the head. And then my grandson, that was really it in 2020. Of February, that was it when I got that call from my daughter. My grandson had been shot. And, of course, it was done again by where they say Black Lives Matter. At this point, all three of my hearts have gotten killed by blacks. The last one was three black boys that killed my son over jealousy. My daughter got killed just by being at a spot and people going down the street shooting. 10 people got shot, but she got killed. But that was enough. I'm just going to go on fast forward. Enough was enough with me in February. So in March, to do what I hadn't seen anyone else do is help these people, because there is no book. There's no book to read on when something like this happens to a dear loved one. You know, there's no kind of book. And I had been helping so many people at the funeral home that had lost their kids this year and that year. But when it hits home, it's a whole different thing. But since I had been doing it for so long, we have to be, I guess I was the strongest one out of all three of those incidents, because I had dealt with it on the opposite side as a friend or an associate, but not as a family member. But when it hits home, it's a piercing that you would never, ever get over. But we had to do that. And this here, Mothers of Murdered Angels, that this is my heart. This is really my heart. It's personal and it's emotional to me. And with the loss of all of them, this is what I'm going to do, is help families to take them by the hand, because number one, they go through trauma. Number two, everybody don't have insurance. They need to know the ins and the outs and what's out there to help them through all of that. There is assistance for funeral arrangements. There's assistance for counseling, trauma, and whatever else that family and everyone else needs during that time. So I'm here to help them through that and whatever else that we can do. But a major thing right now that me and my family and my great board, Gloria Reed, Keisha, Jaquita, Ollie Anderson, Danny Sanders, Danny Shepherd, Janetta Flores, that we are talking about right now is doing a memorial that it hasn't been done. It's going to be done within the next 2 years. So that is what we're really focusing on now, is building a memorial for our lost angels.
Wow, how beautiful is that? First of all, you know, what a triumphant and incredible woman you are to have gone through so much and still be standing and be able to tell the story. You know, we appreciate you for first of all, just for being able to tell the story. You know, second of all, for telling it, and we appreciate you for being here today. Some are asking, you know, wanting to know, how are you still standing? What's your support system?
My support system is my family and my dear friends, my dear friends. And in November, you know, November the 4th, you know, I had a heart attack. It was like I didn't even know I had a heart attack, Kia. You know that. I think I talked to you about that. I was out working, and I told my friend Danny the day before that, you know, my chest feels funny. So he told me to go get some Tums, girl. I sat up there and ate a half a thing of Tums. So by the time I got home, I went on to sleep. So the next morning I got up and I went out to UPS, and the guy said, Melinda, you okay? I said, no, I'm feeling a little sick. So, okay, at that time, I said, well, I think right now I need to go to the hospital. Okay, well, I get to the hospital. They come in there, and they say, well, Miss Hamilton. I said, what? They said, well, you done had a heart attack. We need to take you in here to da-da-da-da. Girl, I was like, oh, my God. You know, that's when I failed everything. But other than that, girl, you got to have a strong backbone. You got to have a strong family. I have my mother, my sisters, my friends. You know, my family, that's my main thing. But I got some good friends that are family, too. So, you know, that keeps me going. And they're 100% behind me, girl. So, you know, hey, you take one day at a time. That's what we got to do, Kia. You know what I said? We got to take one day
Absolutely.
At a time.
Absolutely. What would you say to those who don't quite have that same support system, you know, around them, you know, What would you say to them? What words of encouragement could you possibly give to them today to keep them going and standing?
Well, we're here for you. We're here for you. We have a website that you can look at, but, I mean, we're here. We're here. I tell you, Mothers of Murdered Angels is here for you.
Yes, ma'am. I want to talk about some of the services that you provide to those in need. I know that funeral arrangements, so on and so forth. Let's talk about some of those services so that people, you know, maybe it's not you who's tuned in tonight, but you may know somebody who may be in need. We're going to give you the website so that you can have that information. We're also, if you're wanting to know how you can donate, do not move. I want you to know how you can do that as well. If you're wanting to figure out how to volunteer, listen, we're going to figure it. We're going to let you know how to do that as well. Whatever it is she needs, we're going to find out here in just a second. Tell us some of the services that you provide to those that are in need.
We provide the victim's assistance. Like I said, we help them with the application and get the money for them and get them any services that they want, like consulting, counseling, trauma services, housing, and everything else. And I have been certified also with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, so I've gotten my certification through that. We go to prisons also, you know, and talk to the young women, because there's people that, you know, we need to get home in case of some tragic thing like a death. We do that. I have done that lots of times, get the family back to, you know, home so they can say goodbye to their loved ones. You know, we'll work with whoever we have to work with, the state, which will be our state representative, whichever state you're in or area you're in. And if it's said, you work with your congressperson. So that's what, you know, we have contacts and do that.
That crime victims assistance application is big. It can be quite intimidating.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know,
it's crazy. Yes, it is crazy. But, you know, during the time when someone has passed away at that time, you don't be thinking about.
Absolutely.
Your mind is not there. You do need someone to help you or be there for you in the family. It's not like we're taking over anything. We're just assisting. And we don't take over anything. We're asked to come if we're there. That's the only reason that we're coming. We don't just go to the funeral home, sit up there, and wait on someone to pass away and see if they need help. No, we are there if you're asking for us.
You know, if you need assistance with that application and you have been a victim of this type of violence, we implore you to please reach out to those that can really, really help you get through this application, because it can be quite intimidating by the size of the packet. So I definitely implore you to reach out to Mothers of Murdered Angels, Mama, and you can reach them right now at www.momangels.org, momangels.org. We know that you all provide, you and your entire team, and I want to say thank you to you and your entire team for providing the support to those in need. You know, I know that you also have a mission to end gun violence. I want to talk about that as well. You know, what are some of the steps that your team is taking to end this horrible tragedy every time you think about it, gun violence?
Well, number one, I've already talked with my state rep in reference to that. But as you know, our new president that's coming in is against that gun violence also. And so we have some hookups on the inside that we're trying to get with them in reference to the gun violence to try to get some proposals and stuff up there and talk to them about it. Maybe we can get a control on this gun violence because, as you know, Kia, people out here have guns that the police don't even have. You know, I mean, I've seen some guns that, you know, you don't see at the Fort Worth PD or any PD. I mean, they made these guns. I don't even know. They got names, AKJ, JKM, LMN, whatever. But they got some guns out here that would just go through anything. So, you know,
wow.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
You know,
but
they had I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I understand that we need protection, but some of these guns are, I mean, what do you need to EKG or AKJ or whatever, you know, those AKAs or whatever. I mean, you need something to protect you. I know the women do need a gun or something to protect them, but I don't even carry a gun, and I know I should because of the stuff that I do, but I have a taser. I have a taser. But I know a taser, you know, not the same as a gun, but I know people have, you know, they think different, and I have no problem with that. But my protection is a taser. I just don't, I'm not saying put out all the guns, you know, put down all the guns. It's just some people don't need them, and some people do.
There was a situation, I think it just happened maybe last week, if I'm not mistaken, or within the past couple of weeks, where there was a young man who was dancing around. He had a gun. I think he was dancing around with the gun, shot a four-year-old boy in the head and killed him. These are the reasons why, you know, we need to. And this was a young man. He was young, you know, in his teens. You know, these are the reasons why, you know, for those that are running around doing drive-bys, for those who are murdering recklessly, you know, in the crime of passion, you know, but for those who take their guns down to the Capitol to anticipate arming someone else, I can't even, that right there just has me completely. I mean, I want to get your thoughts about that as well, because I know you are, you have a heart for politics and many other incredible things. And I want to get your opinion on what happened at Capitol Hill on January the 6th. Uh-oh, did I lose you, Miss Melinda? Uh-oh, I think I may have lost Miss Melinda. I'm going to try and get her back here in just a few seconds, so. We'll bring her back in. I got CP here. I'm going to bring my hot topic panelist CP in. I do have Chief Smiley here as well joining us, so I'll bring him in as well while we wait on Miss Melinda to come back in. What's up, CP? What's up, Chief Smiley?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on? How's it going?
Oh, boy. It's going. I'm ready for it. Wednesday to get here and be over. Hopefully, we can move on.
Talk to me about, I want to bring Miss Melinda Hamilton back in because I want to get her opinion real quick, CP, but I know there's some things that are going on politically. Don't move, CP. We're going to find out about those because I know you just watched some things on the telly a minute ago, so I want you to give us a report on that. Miss Melinda Hamilton, I'm welcoming you back in. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Melinda Hamilton, an incredible community activist and the founder of an amazing organization, Mothers of Murdered Angels, MAMA. It's a Texas-based organization, and they're, of course, their mission is to advocate for victims' rights and justice. I'm happy to have the incredible Melinda Hamilton on tonight. One of the last questions that I asked you, Ms. Hamilton, before we got disconnected was your opinion on your thoughts on really what happened on the Capitol, on Capitol Hill on last week, January the 6th, when domestic terrorists, if you will, stormed the Capitol.
Oh yeah, that I couldn't believe that. I was just shocked. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at TV while they're, you know, adding up and calling out the numbers, and all of a sudden they're attacking the building. It's like, oh my God, I could not believe it. I could not even get up and leave the TV until later on that evening. We were calling, getting phone calls and everything else. We were just, I mean, amazed. I've never seen nothing like that in my life right there. I mean, I didn't know what to say, but I did not understand why there wasn't any more police and security than what it was, because days before, they've seen it all on Facebook and everything else. Why didn't they have, I just don't even know what to say. Everybody said everything, like the police, SWAT, all of them. They should have been there after the first rally.
Absolutely.
When he spoke earlier that morning, they'd seen all those people. Those were the same people that was there. So, and then they're all walking to the Capitol. Okay. And then they
the other officers talking about, the FBI was saying, well, we called 9 times, nobody answered, or they did not tell us, give us the go, to go and take care of it. So we already know there was something else. If it was us, it would have been a whole different story, girl.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I'm just glad that he's leaving within the matter of hours, and, you know, I'm just glad that he's leaving. And take him and his wife and his kids and everybody else, and let's go on and do this Biden and Harris and get it right.
You know, one of the things that they were saying is that his he said that he was not going to leave peacefully. And he didn't say it like that. CP, I don't know if you heard it, where he said, you know, they asked him, are you going to leave peacefully? And he said, well, you know, you go back and make the presidency right. You get it right, and we won't have to leave peacefully. It'll just be me moving over to the next presidency, basically is what he said. Meaning, I don't know if it's going to be peace or not.
I don't think so.
No. He knew that he wasn't. But he really thought, I really believe that he thought that he was going to get to do something until Pence had a meeting with the authorities up there in the White House. And they did tell him that, you know, there was nothing that he could do but do the job that he did. But for, you know, towards the end, when they got ready to have that impeachment hearing, for the life of me, I do not understand why Pence did not go ahead and invoked that 25th Amendment and get him out of there right then, because he put Pence's life in danger along with his wife and his child. So for the life of me, I don't understand why he did not. What is he looking politically down the line? I mean, you know, what is it?
Something, you know, he might have been scared for his life. He might have been one of the ones that was terrified for his life. A lot of them were saying they were scared for their life.
I know, but
yeah,
there comes a time when, you know, but you know what? But there comes a time when, you know, you may be scared for your life, but you know, if this ignorant fool keeps walking the street, he hasn't forgotten about what you did not do for him. So it was probably best to go ahead and get him out, get it to where he could never run for a political office again, and be done with him.
Right now, they say 74%. They did a poll, and I was watching, I think it was CSNBC and CNN. I can't even remember what channel I was watching today. But they said that 74% of Republicans believe that Joe Biden does not deserve to be in office. Right now, the poll they did today, yesterday, whatever it was today, yesterday poll, meaning it was still recent. 21% of Republicans that they did this survey on, don't know which Republicans they surveyed, but 21% of them, that's it, believe that Biden deserves to be president right now. So after all the shenanigans.
But it could have been 15 people they polled, and 75% of them said, you know. I mean, you know, come on, let's keep
you're
it real.
Right.
It could have been 15
you're
or
right.
20.
You're right.
I mean, and that is their poll. They're just trying to keep this mess going and going and going. But, you know, my prayer is that, you know, when on the 6th or on the 20th, when, you know, President Biden is, you know, inaugurated, that he could carry on. In some way, he's going to have a lot of those Republicans that's going to, you know, I mean, everybody wants to stay in office, and that's what it's all about. Everybody wants their political office. They just want to stay in office, and if it means that maybe, you know, if I just, you know, stay with Trump, you know, and his supporters, maybe they'll see that I was with him and my time will come around in 2022, you know, and maybe they'll remember my name, that I was one of the ones that stood with him. You know, it's all political. But when are you going to have some morals about you?
Absolutely.
You know, you were in that chamber when those people were coming. And my thing is, I know they were looking for particular people, but what about if you were one of the ones that was in the way? Do you really think you would have been saved?
Those people
had blood, and yeah, they, like one man said, he was foaming at the mouth. I mean, those people had blood in their eyes, you know?
They didn't care
who it was. They wanted pins, and for them to have the audacity to have a noose hanging on the outside of the Capitol, the building, you know. I mean, a noose. They had built the noose.
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
It is.
I want to thank really quickly Ms. Melinda Hamilton for coming on the show tonight. I want to find
really
out, Ms. Hamilton. Listen, I want to find out how we can support you. I know right now you can go to the website, momangels.org, and you can join them right now on their website. Go to the website. On that very first page, it says join us now. Go right there right now, and that way you can always stay updated on what they've got going on. But I want to find out how more what we can do to support you. Donate, volunteer, let us know what we can do around the globe in order to make an impact in Mom Angels and in your organization.
Yes,
sure will, and I appreciate you having me on, Kia.
Absolutely.
Just keep on doing what you're doing, and I appreciate you so very much for having me on and put it out there. I really do.
Absolutely. Yes. I appreciate you being on. You know, it's interesting. We've been I've known Melinda Hamilton for a very, very, very long time, and she's always been a powerhouse. She's always made change no matter what it is, especially on the east side of Fort Worth and Carver Heights as well. And she's an incredible community activist and has always been that. And so now that you have suffered so much, and I hate to see, you know, that you have so much suffering, losing so many people to gun violence. But I do know that around the globe, your organization, Mom Angels, is definitely going to make a difference, and it's going to stop. It's definitely going to stop a lot of gun violence that may have gotten started. Let us know whatever community programs we can help you implement, working with youth, whatever we got to do. We know it starts at a young age, so whatever it is we got to do, let us know.
I sure will, Kia, and again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will be getting back with you, and thank you out there, Radio Land, for listening to Mothers of Murdered Angels.
Yes,
absolutely. Thank you so much. Go to momangels.org right now, momangels.org right now, so that you can get connected to the incredible organization. Thank you so much to the incredible Melinda Hamilton. We appreciate you being here tonight. Good night, Queen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. What an incredible young lady with a profound testimony. T. Smiley, how do you feel about that? I know you had a lot of unfortunate gun violence tragedies as well. People that you know have lost their life to gun violence, and so I know that. As well as me, you know, growing up, there was a young man that it was the first time I had ever actually experienced gun violence. There was a young man who, his name was Marcus. He grew up next door to she was my grandmother really, but we called her auntie. And grew up next door. He was literally my first crush. Loved him, but he was gunned down. And then I had a cousin who was gunned down. Him and my brother were together at a party in Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
Gunned down. Just a lot. And I had a good friend of mine who graduated from high school. And she was literally like, just when I tell you the sweetest, she's like destiny. One of the sweetest people. Her name was Nikki Hurd.
Mm.
A young man gunned her down in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, University of Arkansas.
Wow.
She was in her freshman year. We were all gone to freshman year together. Everybody was gone away to college. She went off. She was beautiful young lady. She was a cheerleader.
and went off to college, and she, you know, her and a friend were going back and going to Bible study together one Wednesday night, and there was a young man that had been trying to date her, and she was like, no, and this young man pulled a gun out on her. They were somewhere coming back from Bible study that Wednesday night, and he was there waiting, got in the car with all of them, made them drive to a secluded area, and then killed her and shot him, of course. But the other guy did survive, but she did not survive. You know, so there's just so much horrible mm-hmm. tragedies that have happened. You know what I'm saying, around
yeah.
gun violence, and it's just so sad. I could go on and on. You know,
yeah.
from the friends that I've lost in school. But
mm-hmm.
go ahead, Smiley. I asked you a question and then kept talking. My bad.
Well, yeah, gun violence is definitely, you know. It's been around for quite some time, and unfortunately, yeah, I did have a couple friends with the school with and stuff that lost their lives over gun violence, and it's crazy because, you know, some of those, well, I ain't gonna say some, but one of them in particular, he had a situation where he killed his wife and sister, and then drove back to hometown and took his baby to his mom's house and went in the backyard and took his own life. So, I mean, it's
My
just crazy.
God.
You never know. You never know, man. I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
people I grew up with, you know, losing their life.
Yeah.
Somebody. So it's time.
Right.
It's definitely time for a change. It's time for something to happen, you know.
Something,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thank God for mom angels, mothers of murdered angels, for, you know, doing what they do and, you know, starting this movement. You know, I hate that, you know, unfortunately it had to be at, you know, at the loss of
yeah.
three beautiful people
yeah.
in Melinda Hamilton's life. But we do appreciate her service and her advocacy and her just being an activist for the community, because it starts with the community.
Yeah.
We gotta help some of these parents that aren't parenting. We gotta help them parent, or we gotta help them help give these kids skills. You know what I'm saying? Outside
yeah.
of the household that they may not be getting. You know, so we wanna help pull whatever we can, whatever resources we can pull together. If I might be talking to you today, it might be some skill you may have. Reach out to Mom Angel, see what kind of programs we can help provide for these youth in the communities,
mm-hmm.
so that we can help get the guns out of their hands and put some books or some
right.
pencils or some
right.
put, you know,
right.
send them up to Congress. You know. If they're this smart, if they're making guns, I heard Melinda Hamilton say they might have made the gun. If they are this smart, let's send them up to freaking Congress, man. Let's let them make some decisions. Let's show them
right.
there's another better
right.
way, you know. So, but we gotta get them. We gotta get them there. We gotta show them there's other options besides the gun, you know. So, appreciate Mom Angels. Y'all check them out at momangels.org. Okay, talk to me about 2 days from now, CP. 2 days from now, we're going to have an incredible day. It is going to be the inauguration of course, Joe Biden, as well as our very,
yes.
very first African-American woman in
yes.
this kind of high
yes.
seat. Because, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, we've been high up, but we ain't never been that high.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
She is
yeah.
going to be
yeah.
Vice President of the United States of America. It's going to be an opportunity and an incredible, an amazing moment for everybody.
Right.
We will not be live on Wednesday night. We are going to be enjoying the moment like everybody else, crying it up, snotting it up,
yes.
just like everybody
yes.
else, okay?
Yes.
So we will
winding
be joining you guys
up,
on next.
It up too.
Yes. Wine and everything. You know, we're gonna have
we're gonna truly celebrate the exit of the previous one. That's the celebration.
Some people will have cognac. Do what you do, okay? It don't even matter. Grab what you. Some people will have MD 2020. Grab me one.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Strawberry Boone form. Whatever floats your
yeah.
boat. Grab it. Come to the house.
Yeah.
Let's watch the show together. Is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
What should we check it out at? Is it going to be on all the news channels, CP?
Yes, you can check it out on those, on CNN, 4. I wouldn't even go to 4. 5, 4, you know, they're a Trump person, you know, channel.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, they're Trump supporters.
5, 8, 11 CNN. That's where I will watch it at on CNN. So,
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fans. It's going to be such a glorious day. You know, I believe, did you all hear that he's going to be pardoning about 100 people tomorrow?
You know, I actually heard about that. I wanted to talk about that next. You know, right now they are saying that there are 80 people that are actually facing federal charges, and over 300 investigations are open right now. But I do want to find out from you if you've heard about the additional, anything additional on these pardons. Is this real? Is this really going to happen?
Yes. The news anchor over, you know, at the Capitol, that's over at the Capitol on CNN, one of CNN political contributors, said, yes, they, you know, they are talking about it. And then they went to the political analyst over at the White House, and she did say that from the sources inside of the White House, and she said there's not hardly anybody left anymore. Everybody's just about gone. She said, but he is talking about pardoning about 100 people. So, yeah, it's still on the table. She doesn't – they don't know if, you know, him or his family will be in the 100 bunch, you know, but, yeah, that's supposed to happen tomorrow.
And he can do this
he can
with
do
no
this.
Ramifications at all, basically.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. He is the president, and, you know, he has the right to pardon. And I did not know this. I walked away when they were talking about this on the news, and they were saying, you know, Trump is not the only one that has pardoned people. They said President Obama pardoned 300 people. I don't know who they were. Maybe it was people that deserved to be pardoned, you know, that
right.
maybe did not commit a crime or something. But I believe this is a little different. I'm just hoping it's not any of the ones that stormed the Capitol.
Oh, I'm positively positive.
Yeah.
It's some of ones that stormed the Capitol. You won't
right.
get them all because you only got
right.
one day, homie.
Right.
So
right. But
hopefully,
but
if you're gonna
do
it, you get as many as you can.
Now I did hear this, and I heard this on the news, and I believe it was on CNN because I watch a lot of CNN because I trust them and what they, you know, and what they report. But I did hear that Giuliani is supposed to be helping someone get pardoned. But Giuliani said that he was charging this man $2 million.
What?
It shouldn't surprise you.
What?
Listen. Giuliani is thinking, Trump's not paying me. I'm not going to be helping him in his trial, in this impeachment trial that's coming up with the Senate. I am not going to be on that one. Trump has already said that he's not paying me for my legal fees, so I got to get it somewhere.
Wow.
Did you know
Trump
that?
Really
that
say
Trump
he wasn't paying him for his legal fees?
Yeah. He said he's not paying him.
Oh, man. And he's still supporting him. He's still backing him up.
Well,
Giuliani
guess,
is still backing
but, what I do know is that Giuliani is not one of the lawyers that's going to be helping Trump at this next impeachment trial with the Senate.
Mm,
he is not on that case. So, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I'm just guessing, Giuliani is probably saying, I've got to get paid somewhere. And I did read, and I can't tell you where, because I don't remember, but I did read that the state of New York is looking to pull Giuliani's license.
Whoa. Whoa.
Because of
Whoa.
His contribution to the insertion. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, you know, he needs a little change. But he's probably already a millionaire, you know.
Mm. Let's talk about that small fire that happened around the Capitol Day that actually shut down the inauguration rehearsal.
Well, they said that that was a fire from a homeless tent.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And they were saying it was not involved.
Saying.
It had. What'd you say?
That's what they said.
Right. They were saying that it had nothing to do with the inauguration at all, but it did shut all of the entire operation down.
Right.
Or shut down
because
the entire operation.
But you know what? They're not taking anything for granted because this is serious business. They have already, you know, lost officers and some civilians, but you know, they said that they were not taking any. They are looking at everything. I mean, you know, and I guess this is one of the things that happened. Who knows? It could have been set on purpose. Just to see what the reaction was going to be at the Capitol. Just to see who was going to be coming. You never know. You never know.
They're calling the movement the stop. They're calling it the Stop the Steal movement. You know, white supremacists, Trump supporters, extremists. They're calling it the Stop the Steal movement because we have quote unquote stolen the vote. Of course, Trump, Bannon, Stone, Giuliani, Cruz, Hawley, or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
they've all been in the rhetoric. You know, they've all had this rhetoric. It's been building for months, and they've been telling their followers to prepare. And now they're, of course, saying that they were speaking, quote unquote, metaphorically to people. They weren't I wasn't really telling them to go down, and I was speaking metaphorically, right? But now I'm wondering go ahead, CP.
But just think about this. When Trump stood up and told them, we are going to march down to the Capitol. He said, we are going, meaning him and all the other followers. We are going down there. So, yes, you did incite it. You started, you lit the fire. You scratched the match. You told them, we are going down to the Capitol.
He just didn't go. He forgot to tell them. I am not a part of the we.
he forgot him and his crony, wife, daughter, you know, and son-in-law, and probably son, you know, were standing back, and I believe they were around. I can't remember where they were. They were not, I don't think they were, I don't know. I'm hearing too many different stories. He was at the White House. Oh, no, he was close around the Capitol, you know, somewhere, so. But they said
all
that,
we
know
is he was in a tent.
Yeah, and they said that he was really gleaming over the storming of the Capitol. I don't know if you all remember hearing him say this, and he said this just a couple of days ago when he did the last speech that we. You know, that I heard, he said, and I don't know what he meant by this, but he said, be careful what you ask for. Did y'all hear him say that?
No, I did not. Mm-hmm. I did not hear him say that.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. He said, be careful what you ask for. That was the last
thing
he said, I believe.
Who was he speaking to?
He, the American people, I guess. Or maybe he was talking to the Biden supporters. I'm not sure. I don't know. But he did say that. That came out of his mouth because I thought, what does he mean by be careful what you ask for? But you know what my hope is that Biden and his cabinet can get a lot of this stuff straightened out because he's going into a mess. You thought President Obama went into a mess. President Biden's going into a mess. Stuff that he has to straighten out, he's going to get blamed for so much that he did not even create. You know, he didn't even create it. Just like President Obama, he didn't create the mess he went into, but he got it straightened out.
Yeah. I mean, got blamed for a lot of mess, too. He did.
Yeah.
But he tried to
yeah.
get as much straightened
yeah.
out as he possibly could. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
What he had the
uh-huh.
power to do, because,
yeah.
you know, he got a lot of stuff was blocked.
Right.
But now,
exactly.
now that
yes,
we
ma'am.
Are in control
yes.
of it, we can make it happen. Of the House
yeah.
and the Senate, we can do some things now. We can
exactly.
really make some things happen.
Yes,
it's really going to be an interesting 4 years, especially the next 2 years, because, of course,
uh-huh.
we know that we've got an election coming in 2 years, and we know a lot of those representatives are going to be fighting hard to either keep their position, or we're going to have some
yeah.
new people coming in, some new blood coming
yeah.
in, trying to prove
yeah.
their ranks. Y'all stay tuned for
yeah.
all of that. It's going to be juicy and interesting. And let me tell you something. We Talk Radio is going to be a part of it. We're going to definitely be interviewing. We're going to talk to all sides. We're going to ask Republicans and Democrats, Independents, Green Party, whoever alike, to come on and share what it is that their platform is and what their mission is, so on and so forth. So we can hear from these people. We want you guys to make an informed decision about who you're going to vote for. And so we're going to actually be talking to some people, some politicians, and all that good stuff. I'm excited about it. That's going to definitely happen over the
yeah.
next 2 years. So y'all stay tuned to We Talk Radio
yeah.
Network. And
yeah.
we're going to be doing a huge giveaway next month. Next month is Black History Month. We want to say happy birthday to Dr.
Boy.
Martin Luther King Jr. We're celebrating
yes.
his birthday today,
yes.
even though his birthday was on
yes.
Friday. Happy birthday, Dr.
Yes.
Martin Luther King
happy
Jr.,
birthday.
An incredible and amazing
yes.
man. Yes. Super excited about this incredible Black History Month. Next month, we're going to be giving away a lot of giveaways. We're going to give away a lot of cash next month. So make sure you stay tuned. In order to win the cash, you have to tune into every show. And on every show next month, we're going to be giving away a keyword. Whoever has every single keyword from the show that week will win the weekly cash prize. Now, if there is no winner that week, it goes back into the pot. At the end of the
uh-huh.
week, we're going to listen, hey, it's all up to you guys on whether you want to win, how much you want to win. It's going down on We Talk Radio Network. That starts February the 1st, so y'all make sure y'all tune in. We've got a brand new website. Y'all go check that out at www.wetalkradio.com. So many new features. I love it. Just check it out. You can actually go to the website now and click listen, and you can join right in. Boom, right? Straight into the show. So it's real simple and easy, very streamlined. We even got a call-in number right there on the site. So if you want to call in and chat with us, boom, right there. So super-duper exciting things that we've got. Shout-out to our website designer for changing, making us look good online. We love it. Check us out. Yeah, definitely check us out on all of our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. And you can find us under We Talk Radio, or you can go to YouTube, and we're under We Talk Radio Network. You can go check out some of our videos and stuff like that. We've got a lot more videos that are going to be uploaded coming really, really soon. Shout out to T. Smiley and his incredible team. We're going to be uploading some
Yay.
Of those videos. Yes, I know. Those videos from our audio shows, all of the audio shows that we've done over the past 10 years are going to be transformed into radio video shows, and they're going to be put on our YouTube channel. So coming soon, you'll be able to see all of the incredible interviews, hear all that good stuff, but you'll see it in a video format. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it. And lots of great stuff happening at We Talk Radio Network here. It's just great. Lots of stuff. Lots of new people joining the team. So if you are tuned in tonight or hearing this in a podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. A lot of people tuned in from around the globe. Got to thank you so much for being here tonight. It's an incredible and amazing time to be alive. Be happy about it. Listen, forward-moving thinking, no matter what happened in the past, move forward. Think forward. Push forward. That's what we're here. We are here now to move together, and make it all happen and work together. So shout out to the Black Lives Matter movement. Shout out to Black-owned businesses around the globe doing their thing. Shout out to those who support. If you ain't Black, but you support Black, shout out to you. Real talk. I need to get
yeah.
a shirt to say
yeah.
if you ain't Black and you support Black, shout out to you. Real talk. Because
yeah.
it's all about
yeah.
how we all come together and
yeah.
make this thing work together. Real talk. So, again, we appreciate you all for tuning in and making We Talk Radio Network your number one listening station, making this the number one station around the globe. That is the plan. So any words from T. Smiley? Final words from T. Smiley, and then I'll get some final words from CP.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, you know, let's continue to keep our eyes open and minds focused and free just to see the things that's coming up in the next couple of days, everybody stay prayed up, you know. No matter what's going on, you know, we know God is yet in control. And so we just, you know, we all want to see that day.
Hallelujah.
We all want to see that day and see what's going to happen. Hope nothing happens, you know, pray that anything, nothing happens and all the conspiracy theories, everything that they think going to happen, we pray to God that nothing happens and everything goes smooth on Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
CP, any final words tonight?
Yeah, I follow T. Smiley, you know, and everything he said. But we have to continue to stay prayed up and, you know, especially pray for our leaders, you know, our new leaders that are coming in. They have a fight ahead of them, but they can do it. They can do it. I believe they have the heart and they have the mind to do what's right, and I believe they care so much about the people. That's the difference. They care about the people. So let's just continue to keep them, you know, lifted up in prayer. And, you know, just pray for the entire nation. You know, so many people are still suffering. We have so many deaths from this COVID. You know, that's all we can say is just, you know, let's just continue to keep everybody, you know, just remember the ones that have lost loved ones, the ones that are still hurting, you know, from the loss of loved ones. So, you know, let's just keep everybody lifted up in prayer.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Super awesome. For those of you that are tuned in around the globe, my final words as well. Be safe, no matter where you are. You know, as it pertains to you know, people being angry just because of the color of your skin. Now, you know, you may find a aggression coming in different ways. Be careful. You know, so be mindful as well. All fights aren't good fights. You know, you don't have to fight that fight just because that fight comes to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, just stay prayed up around the globe. We did have a young lady that came on the network last week, and she said, follow God. And absolutely, just follow God. Everything else is going to fall into place. He will order those steps for you. Just follow God, I guarantee. So those are my final words. I'm going to let T. Smiley close us out in prayer tonight. Come on, T. to the Smiley.
Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Just once again, we ask that you just continue to be with us, God, all throughout the week, God. God, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We ask that you just continue to be there with us, God. Continue to be with the ones that lost loved ones during this time of COVID, we ask that you just continue to strengthen them, God. We ask that you just continue to just bless God and show them that no matter what's going on, that God, that you are in control, God. We ask that you just be with the ones that's over in the politics, God. God, we know that you have all things, God, in your hands, God. So we ask that you just continue to put the people in a mindset, God, to show them, God, that it's higher than them, God. And so we ask that you just continue to bless each and every one of us, God. Bring us back at your time and destination. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I got to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight and making We Talk Radio Network your number one listening station. Make sure you check us out, www.wetalkradio.com. Make sure you check out some of our other shows that we have on the network. Of course, the Cave Radio Show that airs every single Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It features the incredible T. Smiley and Big Joe. And then, of course, Mind, Body, and Soul Radio on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Then the next day, Sundays, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, Sundays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you guys make sure y'all check out our shows on the network, WeTalkRadio.com. We even have youth shows. So got events coming up, virtual events coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. And lots of money going to be given away next year. Lots of prizes, giveaways, all kinds of stuff. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned into the shows. And if you've got a business that you want to advertise here on our network, or if you just want to be highlighted on the network, check us out. Send us an email to sales@wetalkradio.com. That's sales, S-A-L-E-S, at wetalkradio.com. Again, thanks so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.